Ideas are valuable only as I use them. Ideas are valuable only as I use them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Ideas are valuable only as I use them. I may have all the ideas in the world flashing through my mind, and I do. And all of these ideas flashing through my mind are telling me the important things about being me and who I am and where I'm going and what my values are. And all of these things are very exciting, very wonderful. But I can say, well, that's too good to be true, or it's something that is for somebody else to think about, somebody else to dream about, and somebody else to have as their reality. But for me, my goodness sakes, that's beyond anything I could ever comprehend. Well, why do you think the idea comes to us if we are not able to comprehend it? So I have to remind myself, if an idea comes to me, I do have the ability to comprehend it. And perhaps I have the ability, and not only perhaps, but definitely, I have the ability to comprehend it in a way that's perhaps definitely different from the way another person would do it. Another person might look at that idea that I get and see it from a totally different perspective. And when I look at it, I see it from another perspective. And the perspectives that are given to us by all of the types of people who have these ideas, some are materialized, some are brought forth, and some are not. And the reason that some are brought forth and the reason that some are not brought forth is that we have given them so much attention. Now, if you had the idea of having a floating car, you say, that's a nice idea. Wouldn't it be a nice idea? A floating car, you'd have no tires, and you'd be propelled by air pressure or something of that nature flowing through the car. But now, how would you have a floating car? Could you have a floating car that had the braking power that a car that has the brakes on it has? If you put on your brakes on a road, the car will stop in a reasonable time. Now, what happens when you put on your brakes and you have your air car, your car that's floating? How does it function? Well, you see now, all these ideas are beginning to percolate. They're beginning to come into vision in our head. Now, how do we carry fuel and how do we levitate or lift off or have that air volume down below us that makes us? Well, there are air cars. There are vehicles that do float on air. They float right over the marsh. They float right over rough terrain. They float right over the water. They can do wonderful things, but they're a little bit impractical at the moment because the kinks have not been all taken out of them, and the kinks haven't been taken out of them because there hasn't been a great need for it. Now, the moment a great need comes for an idea to be fulfilled, the idea will be fulfilled. When there's a great need for having floating cars, or when there's a great desire for them, where people want to buy them, then the manufacturers will be there. The creators will be there. The architects of floating cars will bring those things into being because that's just the way the principle works. Now, what beautiful thoughts have come through your mind? What beautiful ideas have come through your thinking? What beautiful ideas have come into your world that you have thought were just too good to be true? Ideas are valuable only as I use them. So now I'm going to use these ideas that come to me, and I'm going to take these ideas and make them into a most wonderful and fantastic experience. I'm going to take these ideas and bring them forth as something really quite marvelous, really quite exciting, and I'm going to give them life. I'm going to give them purpose. I'm going to make my ideas useful. Now, I've got lots of ideas. How many of you have ever looked at a piece of landscape and thought how interesting it would be to have that landscape as a lovely garden or a lovely park or an airport or whatever you'd think it would be nice as? And then you sit back and you do nothing but to think about it. You only meditate on it. And as you meditate on it, and you might even meditate in the presence of that piece of land, or you might do it from your home or from anywhere else, and you let your mind soar in all the possible things that could happen, and all the beautiful things that could happen. It reminds me of a story I read about a young, an older man. He was living in his house in a rather decrepit area of town, and the neighbors did not have much pride in their town, in their own house, in their own yard. But this fellow, he was retired, and he was at home, and he had nothing to do. And he sat on his porch, and he looked out, and he said, "What a crummy neighborhood. It's about time I do something about it." So the first thing he did, every morning, early before everybody else got up, he took some trash bags that he got from the store, and he would walk up and down his street, starting in his own yard first, and pick up all of the trash that he could see that was on public-owned property. And he would pick up the sticks, and he would pick up the pieces of rags, and he would pick up a half a glove or a glove that somebody lost. He would, little by little, as he did this, his vision of having a very attractive setting in front of him took place. Now you say, that's just a lot of work. No, he had the vision. Now if he had the vision, and he was able to see it as it was in his mind, then it would be that way instantly, and he would not be there picking it up. But because he felt that his technique for achieving his goal was for him to pick it up, he picked it up, and it was very good. Well, now, after a couple of weeks, the neighbors began recognizing how lovely the street area of their property was, where the sidewalk can go out to the street, and they said, "Hey, now that's pretty nice." And then Junior walks out the door and throws down his candy wrapper, and Dad says, "Hey, Junior, pick up that candy wrapper." "Oh, why, Dad? We always throw it down." "Yeah, but it looks a little different out here. Now, I think it would be nice if we picked it up. Did you notice what our neighbor's been doing?" "Yeah, he's a kook, isn't he?" "Well, how does it look to you?" "Not bad." "Well, let's help him by at least cleaning up our property." "Okay, Dad, if it makes you happy, I'll do that." "Okay." And little by little, the neighbors started cleaning up their property. And it wasn't more than a year that street, that one block on which this older man lived, became the pride of the neighborhood, the pride of the city, and they began driving tours through to show what could be done in a neighborhood that cared. Not by spending a lot of money, not by putting trees and planting this and that, although he did plant things around, and he squirted his hose on them. But the neighbors did their part, because once he put a cause in motion, then that cause brought itself into fruition. And it's a very wonderful and a very beautiful fruition to come into, isn't it? Ideas are valuable only as I use them. So now, when you have an idea, and your idea is that you want to accomplish something beautiful and good, well, just go out and do it. And perhaps, if you are unable to go out and do it, then you visualize it. You visualize it, and you use it. You visualize it in your mind. You visualize it in your heart. You visualize it in everything that you are. And little by little, that which you visualized came out, just like that man, just like his dream came out. I was looking at 10 unusual churches. And these 10 unusual churches that I've just sent out to everybody on my list and on the thought for today, these 10 unusual churches are really quite unusual. And some of them have domes, and some of them are built out of architectural magic, and some of them are built underground, and some of them are built in the most fabulous ways. Now, why would someone build a church of such a nature? I mean, who cares? Well, some architect cared, and he dreamed it, And he brought it out into fruition. And his dream, he found some congregation that wanted to support his dream. And he found some people who wanted to donate money to his dream. And his dream came forth. It wasn't a governmental thing. It was a by the people thing. And that's what churches are. They're by the people. No matter what your dream is, ideas are valuable only as I use them. And I use them as I put them forth into a beautiful mosaic of wonderful thoughts, of wonderful ideals, of wonderful dreams. And as I do that, they come forth into manifestation in the outer objective world. I can't do it because it's a principle I'm working with. And when I say ideas are valuable only as I use them, then I recognize that that too is a wonderful principle. Take your idea, whatever it may be, whatever it may be, and bring it forth into the expression of fulfillment, beauty, and goodness right now. Because that's who you are. Isn't it wonderful? I love you. I love you. I love you.